Hey everybody, welcome to The Wine Cellar. I am Phoenix Kalita. I'm going to be here with y'all for a little bit. I was trying to get back into the habit of doing the After Dark thing, and it's just been a little bit chaotic because I want to have guests on, right? So my idea for the show is it is a safe place for sex workers, a place to talk about sex trafficking, the sex trade, the sex work industry, to talk about people who work in different facets or do activism in different facets of it, right? Because we have, you know, the industry is a very broad thing, right? We have like street-based sex workers who are doing survival work. We have, you know, people who do webcam work. We have people who do porn performing, you know, all kinds of different things. And I just wanted to get more people to be able to come on to talk about their experiences in the industry, you know, make this like a sex ed, a sex work informative, I guess you could say, space, you know. And it's been kind of difficult, mostly because it's the holidays, right? We're almost to Christmas. We just got done with Thanksgiving. And apparently, fucking normal people, y'all, normal ass niggas, have families and obligations and shit around the holidays and don't just have time to hop on podcasts on a whim. So it's been a little bit difficult getting as much of this content done as I want, but don't worry, after the first of the year, we're going to get better about scheduling guests and doing this and keeping y'all informed. So today it's just me. As per usual, this is a wine cellar episode. So, you know, the, what did MG call us? The, I don't know, incredibly long trigger warning. I forgot the word he used, but it was funny. You know, keep that in your head. If you're familiar with Wine Cellar content, you know we talked about the real shit. We know we talk about the fucked up shit. We talk about the gangsta shit. Like, that's what we do. That's who we are, right? And After Dark is going to be no different in that aspect. So, obviously, because a lot of it is going to be around sex, sexuality, sexual education. I'm making up fucking words and shit. But around, like, sex work, sex education and whatnot, obviously, there's going to be a lot of discussion around physical abuse, sexual abuse, rape culture, you know, homophobia, bi erasure, transphobia, things like that, as one would assume, because we're going to talk about the real shit. And, you know, we're adults, right? We're all adults. We all know what the fuck is about to happen. So, but I just wanted to do a real quick episode because here's the thing. I don't know if y'all watch me on Twitter. You should, @UppityNegress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. I made a few threads about minors in the sex work industry, and people are upset with me, you know, and I don't want minors in the sex industry. I don't want anybody in the sex industry who doesn't want to be there, you know, but capitalism exists, situations exist, survival matters. And, you know, I made a thread and I was pointing out that a lot of kids end up doing street-based sex work or survival-based sex work because they don't have other options, right? Because we have, like, a large portion of homeless teens are LGBTQ, right? They're getting fucking put out by their bigoted-ass parents. And if you are, you know, a minor, you can't necessarily work the hours you need to afford your own apartment. Or you might just be homeless and you're not old enough to sign your own fucking lease, right? So you have to find a way to survive. So you might have to engage in, you know, trading sexual services for rent or for food or, you know, for shelter and whatnot. It's the same thing we talk about, you know, kids who run away from abusive situations, right? Every year, foster care loses thousands of children, right? That's the thing. People be like, oh, well, you know, we have systems in place and foster care and this and that. And the next thing, it's like, foster care loses thousands of fucking children every year. We cannot trust foster care. Foster care gives, you know, non-white children. Oh, I'm getting fucking updates. Ah, fuck that. I'm not clicking that shit. but, you know, foster care will give children to abusive homes. We have the whole fucking GOP. Multiple people in the GOP who have been running for office or are in office have come out and straight up said that it's better to leave a child with a physically or sexually abusive hetero couple than to put them with a gay or queer couple, you know? And so it's like, there's a lot of places where children are being failed. And, you know, we've covered, you know, these are the type of stories that we cover, you know? Like, we covered the one about a white Christian family that basically tortured a little black girl to death that they had adopted because they were on, like, some weird, goofy, like, evangelical Christian shit where you just beat their kids until you know, they listen to you. And if you just keep beating them, and they basically beat her to death. We covered a story about a guy who just, you know, had a, they adopted a little foster child. She wasn't developing as quickly as they wanted her to, like her like vocal skills and some of her intellectual capabilities and whatnot. And they fucking killed her. You know, we've covered that shit. And I think a lot of these stories people focus on, especially when it's like small children, you know, maybe like 6, 7, maybe 10 years old. But, you know, those kids who are in those type of situations but don't die but survive, all of a sudden they make it to 15, 16. Yeah, they're fucking running away. And they're going to engage in trading, you know, sex for things that they need to survive. It's going to be for a roof over the head. It's going to be for food. It's going to be for a little bit of cash to get what they need, you know. And I'm not trying to shame these kids. I don't want to glorify, I'm not going to glorify the situation. I don't think it's a good situation. I think it's a horrible situation that kids are in this position at all. But pretending that foster care is going to save them, or the courts are going to save them, or these rehabilitation programs are going to save them, is fucking bullshit. Because, you know, I'm saying this, and I'm doing this like the fucking update on the Cyntoia Brown case just came down, right? So, you know, if you don't know who she is, I mean, hopefully you do, because you listen to us and we've talked about her. She was 16 years old. She was a victim of sex trafficking, and a 51-year-old man paid to have sex with her. I know someone's gonna be like, it's rape. All right, you know, rape her. You know, she was 16. He was 51. She thought he was gonna kill her, and she shot him to death. And the Supreme Court in, I want to say she's in Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee. The Supreme Court in Tennessee said she's not eligible for parole until she serves 51 years of her sentence. She got arrested when she was 16. By the time she serves 51 years, she's going to be what, like in her fucking 70s? She's going to be like fucking Donald Trump's age. She's going to be like as old as fucking like Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders. You know, and it's like her whole life got fucked up, and she was a victim of sex trafficking. And whether it's, you know, I do want to add the nuance, because it does matter whether it's like she was literally being pimped out by someone, or she was working independently for herself under the law. Either way, she was trafficked because she's a minor, you know. But that's how we treat black girls who get trafficked. You know, we've covered other stories about situations like this. You know, there's a lot of sex workers who are in jail because they killed, you know, a John who was abusing them, or was scaring them, or was making threats toward them. And they were victims of trafficking themselves. So it's like, the court system isn't going to fix you. You know, the court system doesn't really want to help you. The police aren't going to help you. Police be raping sex workers all the time, like regardless of age, whether it's raping minors who are working, whether it's adults. Like, police are fucking violent to sex workers in general, you know? So it's like, everyone's mad that I'm talking about this and saying these kids have found a way to survive. But it's like, because I'm acknowledging they found a way doesn't mean I think it's a good thing. I mean, they shouldn't have to be doing this. But also to acknowledge that they're not the same as, you know, like people think of things like that movie Taken, right? Like, it's just like some random dude just, you know, like drugs you, kidnaps you, and you wake up like in some fucking, you know, like empty fucking like warehouse chained to a bed, and you get raped 27 times a day kind of shit. I mean, there are cases where things like that do happen. There are people who are getting pimped out. There are people who are being trafficked. But that's not the same situation as someone who maybe runs away and works for themselves and has a close-knit group of friends, and they work together and they help each other, and they're all, you know, like fucking teenagers. It's not exactly the same situation, but it's not a good situation. And people got really bothered that I brought this up, but it's like, but this is the reality of the thing. And people are like, well, you can't engage in the sex trade if you're a minor because it's illegal and statutory rape and trafficking. Like, that's like a silly thing to say, because, but they are. You know what I mean? It's like, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't have to be, but they are. To say that they're not engaged in the sex trade, literally right now, as I'm making this podcast, somewhere in the world is a minor who doesn't have a support system, who doesn't have a family, who doesn't have money, who is going to engage in a sex act with somebody to get their dinner tonight, or to get money for a school payment, or to have a roof over the head for the night. Right now, I guarantee you, there are teenagers in the world who are not old enough to legally consent in their countries who are engaging in this behavior. So to say that they can't be in the sex trade is ridiculous to me, because they fucking are. Like, you know, and, you know, people, you know, want to talk about the morality of it, but this is like in any other industry, right? This is like, You know, people say, oh, well, you know, children, child labor is illegal. Okay, but children still work in sweatshops. Are they not part of the sweatshop labor force? They fucking, should they be? No. Are they? Yes. You know, or when it comes to trafficking with the fucking agricultural shit, there are so many migrant workers who are what would fall under the guidelines of being labor trafficking victims. Are they still part of the agricultural labor force just because they're also being trafficked? Yes. Yes, they are. Because they are there. They're trying to navigate shit and survive. And it's like the amount of spitefulness that these children found a way to trade sexual services to survive is like just mind-blowing to me. Like, what are they supposed to do? Go the fuck back home and get, you know, abused? Get fucking sent to conversion therapy camp because they're gay? You know, get fucking beat on by abusive parents? You know, fucking live with parents who maybe have an addiction or have, you know, some mental health issues and can't take care of the home? Like, are they just supposed to fucking stay there because we don't want kids engaging in the sex trade? Like, what the fuck kind of weird, fucked up morality? If these kids found a way to survive, we should be helping them, not shaming them, not telling them what their lived experience is and so on and so forth. So, you know, I should do a little vent about that. But also, because as happens every time I make a thread about sex where people are like, we need to rescue and blah, 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 blah. And so I shut the fuck up. It's always a bunch of niggas who have never actually done sex work, particularly survival sex work or street sex work, who always have all these fucking opinions about how to fix the industry, and they never fucking listen to people who have been in the industry. And I found this article. Let me see if I can pull it up now. In particular, about a charity or organization in India that's supposed to help sex workers. And I've been, now this is some shit I've been hearing. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast, I know we talked about it a couple years ago. I believe it was in Bangladesh, a garment factory like collapsed basically because it was like shitty construction and, you know, no safety codes, building codes, whatnot. And it fucking collapsed. And there was a bunch of sex workers in there because they were quote unquote rescued from sex work and then forced to basically go work in a fucking garment sweatshop because that's free. And I would point out that, that's actually seen as a good thing by a lot of people in the rescue industry, right? Like, Chris Christopherson is a big one. He wrote that fucking Half the Sky bullshit book. But he's, like, literally on the record, and he's one of the leading voices when it comes to the rescue movement. Like, but people are literally on the record saying, like, it's better to work in a sweatshop and be abused and be underpaid and overworked and in unsafe conditions than it is to engage in the sex trade, because at least in a sweatshop you have dignity of working like a straight job, basically, you know. And it's like, I'm not gonna judge anybody in that aspect. If you think it's better for you to work for whatever 14 hours a day for 12 cents an hour in a sweatshop, then do that. If you think it's better for you to engage in the sex trade industry, then do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, find the best way you can to survive. Like, I'm not going to judge people either way, but I'm not going to tell people that they can't be trading sexual services because it's undignified or it's morally reprehensible or what the fuck ever. Fucking survive. You know what's morally reprehensible? Dying and people just shitting on you because you didn't survive. So just fucking find a way to survive. But so, now, in Mumbai, which is in India, this is from Reuters, reports of forced labor at a shelter for abused women run by a charity have sparked fresh fears Monday that the country's long-awaited anti-trafficking bill could lead to consenting sex workers being locked up and treated like victims. The lower house of the Indian parliament cleared the anti-trafficking bill in July, and it's expected to be tabled in the upper house in December. The India Women's Minister said it aims to unify existing trafficking laws, prioritize survivors' needs, and prevent victims such as those found in brothel raids. Now, see, that's the thing, right? Brothel raids. A brothel raid is not... someone working in a brothel is not inherently indicative of if they are trafficked or if they are working as a sex worker consensually, right? It just means you work in a brothel. There are brothels where everyone there is trafficked. There are brothels where nobody is trafficked. There's brothels that have a mixture of the two. So, like, already the fact that, like, well, if you work in a brothel, and like, that's not an indicator. And that's why this shit, like, bothers me. But sex worker organizations say it does not distinguish between victims of trafficking and women doing sex work out of choice, and could lead to the latter being held in shelters against their will. RT Pai of the India-based National Network of Sex Workers said, quote, there's a concern among sex worker rights about adult and consent sex workers being incarcerated in protection homes. Mm-hmm. And then the Guardian ran an article where they were talking about one of these homes, a shelter in Hyderabad, I probably said that wrong, which is run by an anti-trafficking charity called Prajwala. And that's spelled, by the way, if you want to look it up, P-R-A-J-W-A-L-A. And people, women in there said that it was worse than prison. They would have rather gone to prison than be rescued because they were forced to do unpaid labor and they were beaten by guards, couldn't see their families. And they were saying that women were committing suicide, women were self-injuring, women were suffering symptoms of mental illness. Yeah, exactly. So this is like the kind of shit where it's like, this is what rescue is like, though. Like, people literally say, because you know how amazing prison is. Women are literally saying they would rather go to prison than be stuck in these homes where they rescue women. Ugh. Let's see. Prajwala is a member of Trust Law, the Thomson Reuters Foundation Global Pro Bono Legal Program. But in a blog post, they said that the best care and protection are provided for the women. But then they also said they won't actually allow the press in. So how can we see what's happening if you won't allow the fucking press in? We have questions, right? Mm-hmm. Miss Krishnan, Sunita Krishnan, is the one who runs this particular shelter and said that she has rescued over 20,000 trafficked women. In particular, the Prajwala House, which is a home for 600 women, said that for 6 weeks, reporters met with 7 survivors from the Prajwala and reported on the conditions. They said that the women were interviewed, said they were ill-treated, exploited, and felt caged and preferred prison over the home. This is from an interview from Joshua Carroll, who writes for The Guardian. Mr. Carroll reported that his request to visit the shelter was rejected by Ms. Krishnan, and the newspaper made several attempts to reach them, but never got a response. Uh-huh. One woman said, I was pulled out from a sex trafficking racket by Hyderabad police and housed at Prajwala for about a year. I was made to sew and clean bathrooms for money I never would have received. It would have been better for me to be in prison. At least I could meet with my family there. Another survivor described the atmosphere inside Prajwala as being one of fear and despair. Those who rebelled against their detention were beaten, she alleged. The inmates were allowed to have no contact with the outside world, and there were several attempts of suicide. A 26-year-old Uzbek national was rescued and lodged at Prajwala, committed suicide in April of this year. Women who stayed at the home told the newspaper they were forced to work under the, quote, life skills program, which Prajwala describes as part of its rescue and rehabilitation strategy. If they resisted, police were called and the women were beaten. Another woman who was at the home 2 years said she was beaten up and her belongings were confiscated. She said that police came repeatedly and hit her in the head with a stick. What the fuck? Another one of the inmates who spoke to The Guardian says they witnessed staff beating other detainees and had been subjected to violence themselves. So it's like, what the fuck? When asked about the report, Ms. Krishnan, the one who runs this house, alleges that they were paid, but they don't say how much or how often. They just say they were paid. And then she responded by saying, this report has damaged my identity. I wrote about this on my blog. He spoke to 7 survivors, but has named none. What about the 20,000 girls I have rescued? Well, yeah, he shouldn't be fucking naming them because y'all are gonna come and find them and fucking kill them. This is fucked up. Yeah, so it's just like, this is what happens when you get rescued, right? You end up in a house doing basically fucking slave labor for people, and this is rescue, right? In America, we have what? We have Cyntoia Brown. We have, I think it was Letitia. Let me see if I can find her name real quick. I should have Googled her name before I started. I want to say Letitia Clay. We covered that story. And she was Letitia Clay. She was also a teenager who got sentenced originally to 9 years in prison, even though she was 15. And according to court records, she was pimped out by her father. Her father had her doing, sex work. And she, robbed one of her Johns. She was sentenced as an adult to 9 years in prison. She was a 15-year-old girl, and it's like, this is how people who are trafficked actually get treated. And it's like, instead of addressing how the system fails, and people are really mad that what we can't call it working in the sex industry because they're minors, we have to call it rape. That, like, that's your focus is on the language. Does that help these kids? Does that fucking help anybody? And this is the thing, is all these people are like, oh, this is so bad, this is so bad. If you actually look up the Letitia Clay case and podcasts and whatnot, our website and our podcast, it's one of the top Google searches because we were one of the people who recovered the story repeatedly. A lot of these people who are claiming to be so interested about sex workers, they didn't claim this shit. A 15-year-old black girl facing charges as an adult who was literally sex trafficked by her own father. Where y'all at? Where's y'all outrage at with that fucking case? Why are we the people covering that shit? You know, the shit now with Santoya Brown. Why are more people not talking about that shit? Like, what's the point of telling kids that we're going to help them when this is how we actually treat people who have been trafficked? This is how we actually treat people who are underage workers? You know, and I would also point out, I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's legal to arrest teenagers who do sex work, and they can be charged as adults and get a fucking permanent prostitution charge. You think that's going to get them out of the industry? Like, y'all are fucking mad I said that they work in the industry instead of saying that they're 100% traumatized, victimized, incompetent rape victims. Meanwhile, this is what's actually fucking happening. They're getting charged as adults. They're going to fucking prison. They're going to fucking jail. They're getting raped by cops. They're getting beaten in the streets. They need a support system. Could you maybe fucking listen to them? But I know y'all won't. I know y'all mad. That's fine. Y'all can be mad, but I didn't say anything that was untrue. So I just wanted to put that out there and just talk a little bit about where people are failing. And where people are failing is having a moral outrage over the idea of teenagers fucking under shitty circumstances, right? About people who don't want to be in the sex trade but are forced to be there because they have fucking bills to pay. They have fucking, you know, they don't want to be homeless. It's shitty to be homeless. But instead of focusing on that, y'all are like, but the wording, you have to say they're rape victims. You have to say they can't have agency because they're minors. And it's like, maybe be more focused about a foster care system that loses thousands of children every year. Maybe be more concerned about the amount of fucking homophobic ass parents that put out or abuse their children. Maybe be more concerned about the amount of kids who come up in abusive situations where they're physically, verbally, and sexually abused by family members. Maybe be more concerned about that shit. Instead of saying, well, you can't call them members of the sex trade or people working in the sex industry. Maybe be more fucking concerned about that than language. I mean, or don't. Unless, of course, you know, you're actually in this because this is some moralistic pearl-clutching bullshit. You don't actually give a fuck about these kids, which I get it. A lot of people feel that way. So, thank you for hanging out with me for a little briefly in the wine cellar. I'm going to get out of here, and we're going to put this up as an After Dark. As always, if you like the work that we do, you can check us out on Facebook. We have Social Dissonance, a critical analysis of justice page. We have the Reading in the Shade page. I am on the Twitter, at Uppity Negress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. And we also have a Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund and a PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Thanks for checking us out.